Welcome to Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman, where the discussion is about the challenges and opportunities that people face when communicating with the opposite gender. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Judy Hoberman.
Good afternoon and welcome to the discussion of the day on Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio. You know, when I look around me, I see relationships that have been built through the years. Friendships that have grown, colleagues that will collaborate with us, and opportunities that have appeared. Now, I sometimes feel like it would be a fun exercise to plot on a whiteboard where they all began and how our circles start to overlap. Now, this past week, I had the amazing good fortune to speak for a women's group that we'll be discussing shortly, and I had to go back and see how that occurred. Now, to the best of my ability, it went something like this. When I started my business selling in a skirt, I decided to start networking. I attended many events and have heard some very different people that I wanted to meet. At one of the events, the speaker was a PR person that was on my wish list of people to connect with. After he spoke, I went up to him and asked to have a coffee date. We did, and we started working together. He referred me to his circle, and I did the same for him. He got me onto Fox Business News and on so many stories that I started a relationship with some of the hosts across the country. One in particular from my home area of Connecticut, Mary Jones, and she and I started a wonderful friendship. Now, she told me about one of her friends, Marge Puccini, that she had said that she had to meet me because I, too, had a radio show, and she needed to be on my show as one of my guests. Now, Marge was a guest, and we started our relationship. You still with me? Okay, so I told Marge about a women's group that was looking to start a chapter in the Northeast and thought she would be amazing as the director. Now, she thought about it and decided someone else would be better suited and threw her name into the hat. So last August at the eWomen Network International Conference in Dallas, Marge introduced me to Anne Garland, the new director in Connecticut, and another relationship was built. Now, I spoke for Anne in her chapter last week, and Anne's one of my guests today. So do you see how the whiteboard would have worked? In any event, the topic of the day is the ability to develop relationships, whether it's across the street, across the nation, or across the world. Now, according to the Center of Creative Leadership, people who have the ability to build and maintain strong, long-lasting relationships are more effective and achieve greater success than those who ignore or struggle with this competency. Now, while there are still women who still do believe that they need to do it all and be everything to everyone that they come in contact with, more and more women are hanging up that S cape and creating relationships with both men and women who might be able to take some things off their plate, introduce them to others in their circles, and create opportunities that they may not have even thought about. So here's the two questions that I believe have a big yes as their answers. Is relationship building something that a person can learn? And is relationship building a skill that's important for people to master in today's business landscape? Well, once you agree that there are some things that you need to add to your world and relationship building is one, you're that much closer to achieving even more success than you ever dreamed. Now, let me go back for a moment to my imaginary whiteboard. Well, I knew I wanted to share what I do with many women. Did I ever think I'd be on Fox Business News across the country as their gender expert? Did I think CNN headlines would ask me for my opinion from the last election? And it started with a simple request to have coffee. Now, in today's world, every business is a relationship business. Everything we do depends upon relationships with customers, coworkers, competitors, with those you report to and those that report to you, with those that you reach out to for a small job and those you outsource on a regular basis. In business, as in life, relationships play a key role in success or failure. The most accomplished leaders are those who are successfully doing what they need to do at building relationships. They shift the focus away from themselves and focus the attention on the needs of the other party in the relationship. Think about that big shining light and take it off you and put it on someone else. When you take the time to intentionally build a relationship with someone else, your turn comes as well. Now, this sounds all well and good, but does every relationship you try to build actually work? No. Some will fail, and here are some reasons why. There's unmet expectations or unfulfilled commitments or poor communication or personality conflicts. Think about some of the relationships that you'd like to develop, you know, those that may be on your wish list. And how do you do that? How can you turn them into long-lasting relationships? Think about the ones that are working and also think about the ones that didn't. Did you contribute to that at all? Have you been guilty of doing any of those reasons I mentioned? So here are some tips to build and nurture your business relationship. Be authentic, know yourself, and focus on becoming the very best person you can be. Be invested in their success. Make the relationship a priority. Forget about the I. Focus on the we. I don't have all the answers. Change that to let's create solutions together. And don't keep score. Do what you say you'll do. Follow through and be consistent. And you also want to share information. Communicate well and communicate often. Be human. If you make a mistake or you make a misjudgment, admit it quickly and move on. And provide feedback that creates value. Don't be a yes person. Sharing your thoughts in a way that opens up possibilities, but you also have to make sure that you listen to feedback from others as well and appreciate others. Look for what's going well and tell the person. A relationship should be fun, even in professional settings. And stay connected. You're building and nurturing a relationship. You may not have a reason to be together on a regular basis, but reach out and say a quick hi. Or when you read an article that reminds you of that person, send it on and tell them. Remember, you're not always selling, you're building. So let's zero in on women for a minute and their relationship skill building. Women are opportunity experts, and they see opportunity in everything and everyone and inspire others to do the same. And women are networking professionals. They meet people and they follow up, an important part of relationship building. They look for quality and not quantity in a room full of people. Women are specialists at cultivating relationships that are purposeful, that are genuine and meaningful. They focus on growing those long-lasting relationships, and they're masters at connecting people. Women are natural givers, not only to people, but to communities. Did you notice that many nonprofits are run by women because they want to promote a cause and bring attention to those that need help? Women are great at lifting and inspiring others. The bottom line is this. Women are socially conscious leaders that serve to cultivate and build initiatives for both themselves and for others. It's no secret that the fastest growing sector of small business owners in America are women. Remember, no one can copy your relationship with your customer or colleague. They can have all the competitive intelligence that's available, but no one can actually copy that relationship. When we come back, you'll hear from my first guest who is building amazing relationships across the globe. This is Selling in the Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.
Lauren Jano is an elite international certified high performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Stism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Stism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Are you a sales professional stuck in a rut? Are you a sales manager trying to direct women in your company? In her book, Selling in a Skirt, Judy Hoberman offers invaluable and proven insights into how gender differences can affect sales outcomes and the tools and strategies to drive real results in today's marketplace. Judy offers a suite of workshops, seminars, and coaching programs that complement her highly successful book. Her 30 years in sales have given her both the knowledge and a sense of humor about the gender differences that we should all understand and embrace instead of feeling unable to communicate. Judy's humorous stories about how men and women sell, manage, recruit, and supervise differently will enlighten you in learning how both genders can support each other's successes in a more productive way. Find out more by going to sellinginaskirt.com.
Welcome back to Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio. Now remember, if you want to join our discussion, which is going to be lively today, call in to 347-989-1363, press number 1, and you will get right on the show. Now we're going to have lots of fun today, so let's bring in my first guest, Wendy Huang. Wendy is the CEO of the China Success Institute. She was born and raised in China and graduated from Northwestern University. She's nicknamed the China Success Coach and coaches executives and professionals for success in Chinese language and culture. She's the author of the upcoming book series, Hot Trends in China 2016, an annual summary of China's fastest growing consumer and business trends. This is something that we all need to hear about. So welcome to the show, Wendy. We are so excited to share the mic with you today.
Hi, Judy. It's an honor to be on your show.
Awesome. So let's start with our topic of the day, building relationships. How important is it in a business to have these relationships that you can fall back on or count on?
Yeah, I really love what you discussed today about the importance of building relationships. And when it comes to doing business in China, it's even more important. You know, the Chinese word for the personal relationship is called guanxi. And that just means, you know, the relationship that you have with the other business people, with the government, and that's something that will play a key role for any business success in China.
So business, building businesses internationally is even more important to have relationships. Is it because you are trying to understand the business? Why is it more important?
Right. Yeah, because so that comes to the main difference between America and China. In America, a lot of things are based on the contract. You know, there's a legal protection for the parties involved. In China, it's more about how much they can trust you. So with them, they, you know, the relationship is a lot more important. So when you do business in China, they sometimes will spend a lot more time to get to know you, you know, in person and kind of like really understand your values and what type of person that you are. Because in China, it's more based on, you know, how well you can work with the other people instead of like a legal contract about like what you have to do.
Okay, so and I get that, and I understand that, and I know that you know it's different, and it all is all about trust. But I believe that you know we all like to do business with those that we trust. But what are some of the challenges that you have when you're trying to build a business internationally? And it doesn't necessarily have to be the legal stuff. But I know there's just definite challenges right in front of you. So
exactly. One example is that one of our clients, you know, flew the team to China to negotiate with the Chinese counterparty, and they are really used to, you know, just fly in and get the work done and get out. And the client and his team were really frustrated, you know, during the first week. They did nothing except, you know, having lunch and dinner and small talk and visiting the different places in China. And they really got very impatient, and they were thinking, you know, when do we get to do the business things? So it didn't really happen until the last day, you know, right before the American team was ready to leave, that the Chinese party, they sat them down and kind of like started a discussion on business. So that's something American business people can be very frustrated with. In China, they really would prefer to take some time to get to know you. And a lot of the negotiation and the progress are going to take a lot longer.
Okay, so your whole sales process is longer, but is it true that because it is longer, there's also a much stronger relationship built?
Yes. So in China, if they feel like you care about them and there's a really foundation for the personal relationship, then they feel like all the business, you know, things can be resolved. But if they don't really like you as a person, or they have some doubts about your values or your personality, then they just don't believe they can make it work, because they understand how difficult it is, you know, to work to do an international project. So they really want to make sure there's a strong foundation. So when problems do occur down the road, there is a personal relationship, you know, that can help with the rough spots.
So really, if you think about it, so the Chinese are more strategists and they spend a lot of time where the Americans are more implementers and just want to get it done.
Yes, yes. And that also comes from, you know, the type of work dynamic in China as, you know, as well. Like in America is more based on the results you deliver, you know, so like that is more important. But in China, it's more about the personal relationship that you have with the boss. And kind of like how you make other people feel. So the interpersonal skill is a lot more important.
Right, right. So let's talk about culture for a minute. Is it something that, I mean, if we don't understand culture or you don't understand our culture, whatever it is, how difficult is it to really get the message across? Because I know for a fact a friend of mine went over, and I believe it was Japan, and she went to speak, and when she spoke, the way that they reacted to her initially was very unnerving because no one had told her that that's the way businessmen listen when they're, you know, hearing a message. And she was completely unnerved because she didn't understand the culture. So how important is it to understand that in business to make things happen?
Yeah, it is very important to understand, you know, the cultural nuances. So I think it will be really beneficial for people to read a book about the Chinese business etiquette or, you know, hire a coach to help them with all the details, you know, because it's a very different a business environment. And there are different meanings for different gifts, you know, for different colors, numbers, and, you know, also the way that they, you know, that they communicate as well.
Right. So let's talk about gifts. Talk about what's the difference between a good gift and a bad gift.
So the number 8 in the Chinese culture means being rich, being lucky. So it's good that if you give like some, you know, like 80 or 88 or 800, that's really a lucky number amount to give. On the other hand, the number 4 is an unlucky number because it has a similar pronunciation as the Chinese word for death. So if you are giving them some cash gift, you really don't want to give them like 4 or 40 or 400. So that's something to avoid. So that's what it comes to the cash gift. And the other thing, you know, it has to do with like another bad gift is a clock. So the clock, it has a similar pronunciation as a word for separation. So if you're giving them a clock, they would think like, you know, you want to break up with them. And then another really bad gift, like whatever you do, do not give a Chinese man a green hat because you're implying that his wife is cheating on him.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so it actually came from a long, you know, kind of an ancient story. There was a woman who was cheating on her husband, and so she made a green hat for her husband to wear. So when her husband left the house, her lover can see the green hat and visit her. So,
oh.
Yeah, and I actually have an American friend who's married to a beautiful Chinese lady, and he gifted his father-in-law a green baseball hat. And his father-in-law, he didn't talk to him for like three months.
Oh, my. Yeah, I guess it would be interesting to know that.
Yeah.
So what
right.
would be, if I'm trying to develop business in China, other than knowing what the number is, what is a good gift? What would be something that they would appreciate and they would think that I actually know what I'm talking about.
So Chinese people love foreign liquor or cigarettes. So
yeah.
Any kind of like, you know, wine or whiskey, any type of wine that they do not manufacture and make in China is something they will really value. And, you know, so like the foreign liquor is a great gift to give them. And then just like if you want to give them any cash gift, you know, just have the number 8 in it. It doesn't matter the amount, but if you have the number 8, you know, in the cash gift, they know you actually understand what's going on. So that will make you look pretty good. The other good gift to give is the apple. So the fruit apple. And
right.
That's because apple example, has the same pronunciation as word for peace in Chinese. So when you give people some apple, they will interpret that you're wishing their family members to have a very, you know, safe and peaceful life.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, a lot of business is done e-commerce now. So is the Chinese e-commerce different from what it is in the United States, or is it exactly the same?
It is really, really different. So this, you know, the former CEO for Alibaba, Jack Ma, he said that the e-commerce in America is like a dessert. You know, it's something that's nice to have, but it's not the main course. But in China, it's a must-have. And the reason is that America has great infrastructure. You know, everybody has a car and they can get to the stores to get what they need. But in China, there are many secondary cities and villages where they, you know, they just don't have access to a lot of things that in America would take for granted. So in China, for those places, the e-commerce is the only way for them to get what they need.
Okay, so what's the difference between e-commerce versus a business presence? Because I was looking at your website and I noticed that and I was trying to figure that out. What's the difference between the two, or is it the same?
So I think it could be the same. You know, so the e-commerce, it could be, you know, there are some stores that also have the e-commerce and there are some stores that are completely online.
Okay.
So yeah.
Let's talk about you, Ms. Wendy. So you are called the China Success Coach. So, you know, let's talk about how did you get that name and why?
So I have been, you know, teaching Chinese to kids and executives for 7 years, and I just really enjoy the process, you know, to help them understand the Chinese culture and the Chinese language. And the reason that I started the Chinese Success Institute is that I want to be the bridge between the two, you know, really different cultures. Actually, I came to the U.S. when I was in high school, and that was a very interesting experience. You know, I had a lot of the cultural shock. I remember when I first came to the U.S., my high school teacher, he asked me, where are you from? And I told him I came from a small town in China. And he asked me, how big is your small town? And I told him, we have about 1 million people. So that was just like a really big difference between the China, you know, between China and the U.S. And I also remember when I first came to the U.S., you know, I went to get my social security number. So I knew some English at that time, and I thought it would be a piece of cake to fill the application form, you know, with name, age, address. I know how those words, they look like. I thought it would not be a problem. So when I went to get my social security, you know, to fill the form, I was so shocked because I didn't understand any of the application form. And, you know, coming from mainland China, where we only have one written language for the whole country, that was a big cultural shock that, you know, you actually have two different languages that are, you know, widely available in the same country.
Interesting. I would imagine that had to have been a little bit unnerving for you.
Yeah, I thought they were teaching me some different kind of, like, version of English in China that's completely, you know, that's really different.
Yeah, it's
from
like
the one in the U.S.
The dream that people have when they're going in for a test and it's stuff that you've never seen before. That's what that's like.
Yes, exactly.
How quickly can the China Success Institute prepare somebody to do business in China?
Yeah, so it kind of depends if the executive has no background in Chinese language or the Chinese culture, it's going to take about like 6 months, and you're not going to learn how to speak Chinese fluently, but what you will learn is kind of the cultural understanding, the nuances, you know, how to present yourself, how do you network with a Chinese client, and how do you introduce yourself, like some really simple things, you know, dinner etiquette, and how do you behave with the Chinese counterparties, kids and their family members, because that's kind of a really important part as well. So you will definitely have a solid foundation with that. And in addition, the executive will learn some basic greetings in Chinese. You know, how do you greet them? You know, how do you introduce yourself? And, you know, some network do's and don'ts.
Okay. Tell me about what is accent reduction and why is that something that people need to know about?
Yeah, so the accent reduction is something, you know, in China, we have so many dialects, and it's kind of very similar to in the U.S. You know, a different accent can really give people a very different impression. So, for example, one of my students who has been studying with me for 4 years, and then he went to the Shandong province in mainland China, and that region has a very distinct accent that unfortunately has been made fun of like so many times in Chinese pop culture. So one day when he called me and he was speaking with that accent because he has been doing business there, they were just like very funny. So I think the accent reduction is to help our clients to have the authentic Chinese pronunciation that will serve them the best in a business situation.
Okay, good. Interesting. Okay, so before we run out of time, how can our listeners get in touch with you? And is there, I mean, do you have something that they can read to explain why it's important to start some kind of communication in China with their businesses?
Yeah, sure. So we're based in Los Angeles, where we have group classes and seminars. And then we also have one-on-one coaching with executive clients online. And for that, you can be anywhere. And if you're interested, you can send an email to info@BeijingChineseAcademy.com.
Okay.
And then you can request some free information. We actually have a white paper, the common mistakes that the entrepreneurs make when they do business in China. So that's completely free, and it's going to be very helpful, you know, for people to kind of get a sense of what it takes to make it in China.
Okay, so last question is there a certain type of business that you feel China is missing right now that somebody here could possibly benefit from by knowing that?
Yes. So China used to be, focusing on low-end products and manufacturing. That has changed. You know, a lot of Chinese people have a good amount of money, and what they're looking for is high-quality services and products from the U.S. So if you're a business owner that, produce or sell some kind of, like, high-end services or products, for medical device or for, the airplane parts or, for services for traveling related, like, consulting and things like that, then that would do really well in China. And the other thing that would do well in China is things that are related to, to food. So any type of like high quality food products, organic products that have health benefits would do really well in China.
Excellent. Well, we're going to post all your information on all over social media. And, I think this is fascinating, and I want to thank you so, so much. I know you're traveling this week, and I appreciate you taking the time to spend it with us on the radio, and I'm excited to be connected with you, and I look forward to our next adventure together.
Yeah, me too. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you so much, and you travel safe.
All right, thank you.
Thanks. We're going to take a break to make sure we thank our sponsor, The Report for Women, which is an important resource for women in business. Check them out at www.thereportforwomen.com and subscribe for free. Save it on your favorite places, and the report will automatically update on a regular basis. And if you're ready to watch your business get some great buzz, become one of our sponsors. Go to www.sellinginaskirtwithjudyhoberman.com, click on the sponsor tab, and watch your business soar. This is Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased
60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location. Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you where you want to be? Do you believe that if you build it, they will come? Unfortunately, entrepreneurship doesn't work that way, and that's why you need to read Famous Isn't Enough. In this book, you'll find real-life situations and lessons learned. When all is said and done, there's nothing better than being your own boss. Remember, nothing just happens. You have to put in the work. Famous Isn't Enough is your roadmap. Get your copy today at www.famousisn'tenough.com.
Welcome back to Selling in the Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio. Now, I'm pretty sure by now we've all been connected, but I want to make sure that you definitely are connected on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and everywhere, because you're also connected with my guests. So like us on Facebook at Selling in a Skirt and Tough Talk Radio and Judy Hoberman. And, of course, on Twitter at Selling in a Skirt. Make sure you get access, because you'll have access to all of our guests. Okay, so my second guest, she is the master connector and relationship builder. Annie Garland is known in this region for her inspiring events enabling women to share support, ideas, and connections, and she's been dubbed the pollinator by friends and colleagues for her intrinsic ability to bring people together. In her latest venture, Annie will serve as the executive managing director of the new Greater Hartford and Shoreline chapter of the eWomen Network. For this position, she'll assist women with building businesses and life-enhancing relationships, finding ways to turn networking interactions into new clients and connecting with other professionals to help enhance success in career and relationships. And she's no stranger to change and adapts effortlessly, even in today's fast-paced world, by staying on top of issues that are most important to women in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. She continues to deliver amazing events, always with networking in the forefront, connecting people to people. As a self-proclaimed serial networker, you will probably see her at some event or marketing venue around Connecticut, yet she primarily focuses her energies in the Greater Hartford and Shoreline area. So, my friend, Miss Annie, welcome to the show. It is an honor and a privilege to have you join me today.
Thanks, Judy. I am so excited to be here, and it's great to speak with you this week. It was so wonderful to see you last week. And I have to tell you, I love your virtual whiteboard. That was so, it was amazing for you to kind of run through that circle of connections. And I actually forgot that it was because of Marge that she got connected to eWomen. And here I am, now the executive managing director. It's pretty exciting. I think connections are life-changing. They really are.
Absolutely. And it's always funny when the circles start to overlap, because sometimes people go to introduce you to somebody that you actually were the person that introduced them in the first place. And that's why the whiteboard always cracks me up. So,
well, that's actually what I realized when you were going through the whiteboard, that you met Marge, and Marge introduced me to you and eWomen, and here we all are. So it's a happy family.
Absolutely. So let's start out with the theme of the day, building relationships. And I know you are the relationship queen. So how important is building relationships as far as being successful in business?
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that what life is all about, relationships? Really? Honestly? I relationships, I'm a real big believer in one-on-one meetings as opposed to the e-online stuff. And I say that because when you get to meet somebody and you see them eye to eye and belly to belly and you have that handshake and you start really getting to know them, then that's where the magic happens. And so I kind of talk about networking versus, you know, in-person versus online. And having those relationships can make all the difference in your life professionally and personally. And with all of my career chapters, with all, it's all about who I met and how I exceeded going beyond. So it's really important.
So let me ask you a question, Annie. So with all the businesses you've done throughout the years and everything that you've done, are many of your clients and many of the women that are in the eWomen chapter now, are they from relationships that you had previously built, or are they all new relationships that you're starting now?
That's a really good question. Actually, with the eWomen Network, I would say that, let's see if I can give a percentage. Well, let me just say in 10 months, we got 115 members in our brand new chapter in Connecticut. And 50% are people that I knew, and the other 50% were connections that came to me. So, it's like you tell two people, and then they tell two people, and so on and so on. And there's some magic that happens, too, because of the events. But, it's all relationships.
Absolutely.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. And it's really because I think that we're all like 2 degrees of separation. It's no longer the 6 degrees. I think that when you want to meet someone, you just put it out there because somebody in that circle knows that person. And I think that's what happens with a lot of the businesses today. And I do think that's what happens with some of the things that you're doing. You know, for you to have over 100 new members in a brand new chapter that never existed before is huge. And I think it's a lot of it's based on your personal relationships, but also the relationships with some of the women in the group.
Correct. I would agree with you. And, what's amazing is just getting the information out there saying, I've got somebody who knows somebody, or, you know, it is that. I don't even think it's 2 degrees of separation. I think it's even less than that. I mean, I get people saying to me, I do this. Let me go back. Let me just say this. When I meet somebody, I see a spark in them, and then I'll connect them because I have this incredible memory of who I've met and what they do and what their area of expertise is, or as Marge Piccini might say, their area of brilliance. And when I know what that area of brilliance is, I remember that. And when I meet somebody and they somewhere come around within that realm of what I know and what they offer, and I'll connect them. And that's the magic. It's really all about understanding who a person is, what their true essence is, what that spark is that makes them different than anybody else, and then somebody's looking for that in somebody, that's when I make that connection. It's kind of magic.
Absolutely. So talk to us about your nickname, the Pollinator. I love that name. It's like your superhero name.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you think of a pollinator, it conjures up the birds and the bees, right? So they go from flower to flower. Well, that's me. So with all my contacts, you know, I go from person to person, and I do a lot of cross-pollinating. I connect them to people that they should know. You know, I'm really passionate about helping people. You know, I'm a serial networker. I belong to so many chambers, and I've been to every chamber in Connecticut. I've been to every women's organization in Connecticut. You know, I'm just always out there, and when I see people that need to be connected, I make that happen. And, you know, if I hear of an incident or something that needs to be done, I'll send somebody to them. So it's kind of a, you know, I ask for nothing in return, and yet I have been blessed 100-fold just through making these connections. So,
and I do believe Yeah, but I was going to say, I do believe that when you don't expect something in return, it's so much different and it's so much better and it's much more real. People believe that you really want the best for them, and in turn, they will come back and do the same for you without you expecting it.
Well, that was kind of a couple of points that you made about building relationships, being authentic, and it's all about them and sharing information and being human and providing feedback. So that's, you know, I touch on all those points that you brought up in the beginning. I thought that was quite interesting that you kind of gave that list, that summary. So, yeah. Yes, I am a pollinator. I enjoy that title.
You are the pollinator. Okay, so let's talk about networking for a moment. Is the purpose of networking to sell your company, to sell yourself, to begin a relationship? What is it about? Because people have different ideas about networking. Some people hate it because they feel like they walk in and it's like a big sale fest, and some people love it. So what is the purpose of networking?
Well, the purpose of I guess it depends on a person's point of perspective. Like if you've got a product to sell, you really want to find out what the needs are of another person. The whole idea is learning about who's out there, what they have to offer, and whether that's going to fit within the realm of what you have to offer. I mean, that's really the basis of what networking is making that connection. So how can I answer that a little differently for you? Could you ask another question for me?
Well, I think that, you know, I think a lot of times what happens is I go to a networking event, and the next thing I know, there's somebody trying to sell me a house or a computer, or you're going to list your house or something like that. And sometimes it's uncomfortable because I want to build a relationship.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So I go up to people, and I actually when I go into a networking event, for an example, I do something that, you know, and I've taught this to people, is that I go up to somebody and say, hi, my name's Annie Garland, and I made a pact with myself that I was going to meet three people that I didn't know before I got here. Mm-hmm. And so you're my first person. And I'll go up to them and I'll ask them all about them. Who are you? What do you do? Tell me a little bit about yourself. And my goal is, because I do events for women, I may want them to come to my event, but I want to learn about them first. And then they'll
right.
ask me, what do I do? And then I've got kind of a pretty cool, you know, 30-second elevator pitch, which kind of inspires a question back. So it's really all about them. I'm more interested in finding about them because people, basically, you know, like to talk about themselves because it's all about them usually. But not me. I want to know about them. So that's some of the magic, you know, for networking.
Awesome. Okay. That makes sense. Okay, so tell me, what makes women over 40 your target and why are they so special? I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
Okay. Well, we know about women. You're a woman, I'm a woman. And at a certain age, you get to a point where, you know, you really want to, you know, you're not in high school anymore. So women over 40 are sort of past that teenage stage, obviously, 30 stage. And when you're in your 40s, you really kind of get about life. And things, you know, you've had kids and they're kind of growing. Maybe they're almost ready. They're in high school. So you're at a certain point in your life where you're starting to look at you and what your needs are. And so 40s and 50s and 60s, you kind of get it. And you really start wanting to help other women. That's what I find about women. At that mm-hmm. age, it's not about the kids. It's how can we help each other? And so that has been the reason why that's been my target market.
Excellent. And you know, and I saw that when I was there, you did have, you know, a nice mix of women, but I think there was definitely a presence for women over 40. So I love that. Loved it.
Well, I do like to bring a few of the younger ones in. And because I'm always believing one of the tenets of eWomen Network is lift as you climb, give for a share always. And so when you bring in some of the younger ones that are looking to grow and expand, and they're hungry for information. So if you're at that certain point, you can help them. And so it's good to have some of the younger ones and the older ones. So bringing the young and the old together, it's just a really good thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, and the older ones that can mentor, whether it's officially or unofficially, they can learn so much from the more experienced. But the more experienced women, the older ones, learn a lot from the younger ones as well. So it's kind of like a nice, an even balance. I love that, too.
Exactly. That is exactly it.
Okay, so on your website, you have an idea circle for women. What is that?
Well, it's the idea circle for women. It is just what I came up with to create an environment for women to get together, not to unlike eWomen Network. It was sort of what I started back in 2008, and it was a collaboration of bringing women together to learn about each other and how they could help each other. And so I would bring in speakers, and we just have fun and learn all at the same time.
Excellent. So my next thing on your website also, you said, always expect the unexpected. So do you have a favorite unexpected moment that happened that you actually didn't expect?
Well, actually, that's born out of the fact that when you do an event, or when I do an event, I always want to have some magic in the room, and so there's always something that's not to be expected, or maybe I'm going to be creating an experience in some way. So to answer your question, if you go to my website, one of the things that I did was, I'll explain it to you. I actually have this table set. It was for an appetizer area. And I have this, I brought in this, I guess, a comedian or a show person. And what we actually had was he had his, in the crudité, he actually had a talking head. Did you see that on the website? I don't know if you saw that. Okay,
I didn't
see
it.
Anyway. So it's a talking head where he's decorated in the vegetables and the fruit, and he's under this table. And so when you went over to grab a piece of carrot or celery or something, he might speak up. It's kind of weird anyway. So it's one of those unexpected things. So I'll always throw something unique and different into my event that people weren't expecting. And that's sort of why I say always expect the unexpected. So,
yeah, so
there's always some element of that.
Right, so it's really like a real Annie moment.
It's an Annie moment. Yeah, I guess I hadn't quite heard of it that way. But, yeah, it's an Annie moment. So there's always something.
Okay, so let's talk about you for another moment. So does being a redhead help you be even more outstanding and more special than others? Because, I mean, you are truly an amazing woman. And I know that it's hard to toot your own horn and everything, so I'll just toot it for you, because I was really impressed with what I saw in the eWomen chapter, and I'm also very impressed with the people that adore you. So is Red Redhead have anything to do with it?
You know, actually, when I was a little girl, I did not like being a redhead because I was different, because there was only one other redhead in my school, and I thought I was different, and when you're a kid, you want to fit in, right?
Right.
But, you know, as I got older and, you know, I started to grow into a young woman, and I didn't think I knew I was different, but I also liked my difference. And so, yeah, I guess redheads are a very unique breed from what I read, and there aren't so many of us. So I believe it's helped me. It's been fun. It's been a fun journey being a redhead, and I'm still a redhead. I love being a redhead. You know what? And my favorite actress in the whole world is Lucille Ball. And she was obviously a famous redhead. So she always inspired me. So.
Well, good. Good. Love that. Okay, so Miss Annie, what's next for you?
Oh, what's next for me? My life is comprised mostly of, you know what's coming up is with eWomen Network is our conference, our international conference for women. I'm pretty excited about that, and that's coming up August 6th and 9th, and it's an international conference. And you know how you're from Texas. You know how, Judy, everything's bigger in Texas?
Yeah.
Well, this conference in Texas is one of the largest women's conferences, and it's with women coming together all over the world, and I call it a networking bonanza. So I think there's something like 2,000 women there. Do you know how many people are? I know you're there too. So
yeah, and it's probably close to that, and it is definitely phenomenal. It's one of a kind. One of a kind, definitely. So you'll be like my first guest, Wendy, who's connecting people across the globe. That's really what you're doing there as well, connecting people not just from your town or your state, but from around the world.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, one of the things that Sandra said at last year's conference in closing was, you know, don't leave without coming back a different person. And I have to say, eWomen Network and all the connections that I've made through it has definitely made me a different person. So I am looking forward to that conference and connecting with you and a lot of the women you know. It's just, like I said, it's like a networking bonanza.
Absolutely. Okay, so where can our listeners connect with you and stay connected with you?
Okay. Well, I have a couple of ways. My website for Ideas Circle for Women is www.anniegarlandenterprises.com. And then I have my eWomen network page, which is www.ewomennetwork.com/chapter/Hartford. Or what might be easier is just go to eWomenNetwork.com and click on Connecticut, and I'm in the Greater Hartford Shoreline chapter. So those are two ways of getting in touch with me, and I have Facebook pages and website pages, and I'm welcome to hear from your listening audience if they have any questions on networking or are coming to Connecticut. I'd love to welcome them, so, and I'd like to learn all about them as well.
Absolutely. Okay, last question. What do you want to leave our listeners with today?
I'm sorry?
What do you want to leave our listeners with today? If you could tell listeners anything, what would you tell them?
Oh, gosh. You know what? Let's talk about networking for a second. You know, life is a cold call. And I have to tell you, if people are wallflowers and they don't know how to network, you know, just a couple of things. Don't be too serious. You know, don't take life too serious. You know, leave your emotions at the door. These people don't know you. They don't know anything about you, whether you've had a good day or a bad day. And just take a risk and just go up and say hello and have fun while you're doing it, because life is too short. And everyone has a story. And if you go up to somebody and ask them who they are, I'm sure they'd love to share their story, because I have learned so much about people through their story. It's pretty magical.
Absolutely. Well, Annie, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to join me on the show. You are doing incredible work, and I thank you so much for helping women globally.
Well, thank you, and I so appreciate being on the show and meeting you, Judy. You are pretty amazing in your own right, and you have lots to share yourself, so thank you. I enjoy our relationship and look forward to our next opportunity to meet, and I think it's going to be in Dallas.
I think so. Well, thank you so much, Annie. You have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Judy. Bye-bye.
Bye. And we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, I'm going to wrap up today's show with some additional reasons why women are great as relationship builders. This is Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
If you know someone who wants the legal A-team on their side, have them call on Altenburn & Associates, the Legal Eagle, today. David Altenburn is an experienced and recognized top lawyer in Houston who will put an eagle's eye to protecting the client's best interests at all times. For any personal injury, family law, or business law concern, Altenburn & Associates can help with our connections that count and make a difference for great results. We work hard for the justice our clients deserve, earning client trust and opponent respect, one case at a time. For legal help, call 281-904-6330 today.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. Gambone.com.
Are you a sales professional stuck in a rut? Are you a sales manager trying to direct women in your company? In her book, Selling in a Skirt, Judy Hoberman offers invaluable and proven insights into how gender differences can affect sales outcomes and the tools and strategies to drive real results in today's marketplace. Judy offers a suite of workshops, seminars, and coaching programs that complement her highly successful book. Her 30 years in sales have given her both the knowledge and a sense of humor about the gender differences that we should all understand and embrace instead of feeling unable to communicate. Judy's humorous stories about how men and women sell, manage, recruit, and supervise differently will enlighten you in learning how both genders can support each other's successes in a more productive way. Find out more by going to sellinginaskirt.com.
Welcome back to Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio. So we all know that relationships matter and women are the best at creating, developing, and building them. Here are some more thoughts. The big picture matters. Women think holistically and look at the entire puzzle to see how the pieces together. For women, collaboration is key. Women tend to seek agreement and work at being more collaborative. We've moved from cooperation to collaboration. The days of working in silos are behind us. Passion counts. When women are excited and passionate about a product, a service, a company, or whatever they're doing, they become extremely driven from that emotion, and they tend to refer that to others. Actually, it's 92% of the time. And they take risks because it is essential. Women are now becoming risk takers, and isn't that what entrepreneurs do? As Patricia Fripp said, you don't close a sale, you open a relationship if you want to build a long-term successful enterprise. I thank you all for tuning in every Monday at noon Central, where we share some extraordinary guests, some ideas for your businesses, and ways to stand out as the amazing women that you are. Make sure you stay connected with us, and remember, women want to be treated equally, not identically. Until next time, this is Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.